Second Lieutenant Bob Dole was still fighting in the mountains of Italy when this announcement was heard across America.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from CBS World News. A press association has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead. The president died of a cerebral hemorrhage.
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt died 60 years ago today. He had been president longer than any American, more than a dozen years. This year's debate over Social Security can be seen as a kind of tribute to the president whose administration created it. He had led the country through a depression and within sight of victory in World War II. Shortly before his death, Roosevelt spoke of his vision for the world. He just returned from a conference with Winston Churchill of Britain and Joseph Stalin of the Soviet Union.
And I am confident that the Congress and the American people will accept the results of this conference as the beginnings of a permanent structure of peace upon which we can begin to build, under God, that better world in which our children and grandchildren, yours and mine, the children and grandchildren of the whole world, must live and can live.
At the time of Franklin D. Roosevelt's death 60 years ago today, Berlin was about to fall to Russian troops. In the United States, scientists were secretly working on the first atomic bomb. The United Nations would soon be founded. America's former enemies would, in time, become allies. The winners of World War II were about to usher in the world in which we still live.